Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Bikurim Daf Daled. We're starting about the sixth line with the words Rabbi Rechia and the Vilna source of daf. It's near the end of Beis and Beis. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And we continue discussing this famous pasuk that we had quoted: Eretz Chitus Ayur Gefen Utain of Rimain Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash. This is the Shevus Haminim. Tzadik Gemara asks: Rabbi Rechia says B'shem Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman V'lomak Save Eretz Eretz Shnei Pa'amim. Why does the pasuk say Eretz twice? Eretz Chitus Ayur Gefen Utain of Rimain Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash. Why have the same word twice? And the answer is like Deachad to tell you. That a house doesn't stand except for on these two things, namely chita, which is the first word that comes after the first eretz, and zeis shemen, which is the first word that comes after the second eretz. Those are two main staples of a house: wheat, which is bread, and oil. Those are the basic things that a family needs to survive. So next question is, why were all the shvus aminim lumped together in the same pasuk? They could have been written in different psukim. The answer is Rabbi Yehuda Barebi, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, they argue about this. Chana number one says lebracha. It's just telling us halach in regards to the order of brachas. Whatever comes earlier in the pasuk, that's what you're going to make a bracha on first. So let's say you have te'enim and remainim in front of you, you're going to make a bracha on the te'ena before the remain, because te'enim come before remainim in the pasuk. Whereas b'charna amr, the other one says l'shiurin, it has to do with shiurim. We learn certain shiurim d'oraisa out of everything mentioned in the pasuk. So now we ask, manda amr l'bracha nicha, according to manda amr, that they're all lumped together in the pasuk, that teaches the order of brachas, so that makes sense. They have to be listed all together in the pasuk to say make a bracha on this before that one. But manda amr l'shiurin, if you want to say the reason why they mentioned all the pasuk, it tells something about a shiur d'oraisa, but t'nein, we have a mishnah. It says Baharis kegris, in a Baharis, which is a type of tsaras, in order to be tame, it has to be the size of a gris, which is like a bean, less himeman. Isn't that one of those? Isn't that a shir d'iraisa? And a bean isn't mentioned in the pasuk. And furthermore, ka'adashim and asheretz, a piece from a sheretz, the size of a lentil, is going to be metame, less himeman. Isn't that from them also? Isn't that also shir d'iraisa? And we should have mentioned that adashim in the pasuk, and we didn't. And that's a question. We continue discussing what one is or not allowed to separate bikurim from. Chita d'amilsa, the following thing is obvious. Hefresh bikurim chutz mishivas haminim, like kidshu. If a person separated bikurim from something that's not the Shevus Haminim, then that's not Kadosh, it's not Bikurim. We don't even say that B'diyevet is Bikurim. Ma'apoligin, what's a machlekes? According to some, we take out these words, B'tmarim Shebaharim, U'peris Shebamakim. If he designated Bikurim from these dates that grow in the mountains or other fruits that grow in valleys that we had said in the Mishnah are really not allowed to be Bikurim because they're not good enough quality and not Muvcher, but he did so anyway, will we say B'diyevet that they're Bikurim? So Reb Zeir, Reb Yossi say B'shem Reb Lazar, like Kidshu, they're not Kadosh, they're not Bikurim, and Reb Ilo says B'shem Reb Ami, Ispalgan Reb Yechon Reb Shem Allah. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lakish argue about this. Rabbi Yechon Amar Loi Kitchu, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Kitchu, and Amar Bien. Rabbi Yana tells us, time to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, what's Rabbi Lakish's reasoning? Shekanim, Avar Ritarim, and Aral Yafet, Truma Se Truma. If a person is Ivar and he separates Truma from inferior produce onto superior produce, it's valid Truma. We know that one is not allowed to do that. You have to separate Minha Yafet al Yafet, not Minha Ral Yafet, but nonetheless, if you do separate Minha Ral Yafet, it's valid Truma. Same thing over here, a person is not supposed to take Bikurim from inferior produce, but if he does, it's valid Bikurim. However, Amar Rabbi Yossi says it's not true because Shemano and Peres Hurayim Chayav and Meisers. We've heard, meaning we know, that inferior produce is Chayav and Meiser. You're not allowed to separate Mineral Yafet, but from Ra itself you have to separate from the Ra for the Ra, and therefore, B'diyeved, if one separates from Ra al Yafet, it's going to be valid. But Shemino and Peres Hurayim Chayav and Bikurim, have we heard anywhere? Do we have any source that inferior produce is Chayav and Bikurim? No. And if a person does designate Bikurim from inferior produce, it's not valid at all, like Kidshu. I think we're down on based on top continues. Masnisim Sail Rabbi Yossi, the following brass is arrived for Rabbi Yossi. What's the brass that tells? Ein mevin minat tziparnin. What does not bring bikurim from fruits that come from tzipairi, because that's up in the mountain and they're inferior. V'lo minat beishanin, and not from Beis Shan. This is a valley and those are inferior. V'mehevin, if he did bring, loy kidshu. They're not kaddish, they're not holy, they're not bikurim. So here's our raya for Rabbi Yossi. We just continue on Rabzeir. Rabzeir tells us, v'tanai taman, we have a brass over there. Tainim sukais or menu kavais, dates that grew with thorns or they have holes in them. Or anavim me'uvakais umeushanis, that's a proper girsa. Grapes that are full of dust or smoke, ein mevin, one is not allowed to bring bikurim from them either, because they're inferior. Avol mevin menat ein benois sheva umenat novim halavlonios, but one is allowed to bring from these benois sheva figs and from grapes that are these lavlonios, because they're superior, they're muvchar, they're choice, and therefore bikurim could come from there. Now we're going to ask on the warning that was just used. Mena muvchar hein v'temer avol. These things are mena muvchar. Benois sheva figs are fantastic. Anovim lavlonios are wonderful. And the lashon in the brayso is avol. However, you could bring from these things. Of course, you should be allowed to bring from these things. Avol usually means it's a chiddush. I'm about to tell you something that you wouldn't have thought of otherwise. But why not? If it's muvcher, why shouldn't you be allowed to bring from them? What's the chiddush of the aval? And the answer is Amar Rav Abba Mari. The chiddush is shaloi tamei that you shouldn't say hoyel v'hin b'soif lo yavi. Since these things grow at the end, they take a while to ripen, and they actually ripen after other things of their type, after other grapes or after other figs. So maybe you're not going to bring bikurim from them, because again, bikurim are the first fruits, and these are technically not first because they ripen way later. The chiddush is that you are allowed to bring from them because these are considered muvcher and and other ones are not mavchar. Another din, Tani Rav Shem ben Gamliel Aimer, we have a brass Rav Shem ben Gamliel tells us, Ein mevin tamarim el me yirichai, one is only allowed to bring dates as bikurim if they come from yirichai, because those are the absolute choicest. Ein kairin el al kaisavais, and you're only going to read the parsha of bikurim if they're the kaisavais, the largest ones. And Rav Shem ben Elazar Aimer, he tells us, Remaini amakim mevin v'kairin, that if one has pomegranates from the emek, from the valley, he could bring bikurim from them and read the psukim, and that's because, even though we said before, one cannot bring bikurim from fruits that grow in the valley, these remainim are actually very good, they're mubchar, and so one could bring bikurim from them. Moving on to Halacha Dal, the Mishnah tells us about another category that we listed in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, El Mavin V'Loi Kairin. The following people are going to bring bikurim, but they're not going to read the parsha of bikurim. Hager Mevi V'Enoi Kairei. Hager, a convert, he's going to bring bikurim, but he's not going to say the psukim. Why is that? Shein Yachal Loimar, because he can't say the following, Asher Nishba Hashem L'Aveisenu L'Asis Lanu, that Hashem swore to our forefathers to give us. Hager just joined the Yiddish nation now, so he can't say the psukim that have to do with his forefathers. His forefathers weren't Jewish, so he'll bring bikurim, but he won't say the psukim. However, v'im ha'isa yim meyisrael, maybe v'kairei, if his mother was a yid, so then he'll bring bikurim and he'll say the psukim. Now, once we're on the topic of a ger, we mention a number of things as well. Uchshum espalo, when he davens, bein lebein atzmai, if he's davening to himself, meaning he's just saying silent shmeina esrei, oimer, he says, elekei avos yisrael. He doesn't say elekei avosenu, because it's not our forefathers. He says the God of the avos yisrael. And uchshum beis haknesses, when he's in shul and he's davening for the amud, oimer elekei avosechem, he says the God of your forefathers. However, if his mother is a yid, then he says, we're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the Gemara explaining the Mishnah and what type of ger we're discussing. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.